Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Perek Vav, Chapter 6, Not an Extra Moment of Shame. David HaMelech was a warrior, and as such, he had a lot of enemies. Pasuk Yit Aleph, Yevoshu ve'yipalu ma'od kol ayvai, Yashuvu Yevoshu raga. In this Pasuk, David says, let all my enemies be shamed and terrified. They will be regretful and feel shame for a raga, for an instant. This pasuk is said in Tachron, and there is an incredible lesson embedded within these words for us. It's natural that when someone has an adversary, they want that adversary to be hurt and feel embarrassed by their mistakes. The Matutas David on this pasuk explains that when David's enemies saw that they were wrong, when they recognized their misdeeds, they felt regret and shame for their actions. But David forgives them and never mentions their misdeeds to them, thereby trying to ensure that they don't feel any extra embarrassment due to him. This is astounding. They were David's enemies. They were trying to kill him and overthrow his reign. They were wrong. Once they realized that they were wrong, they felt regret. And the natural emotion that follows regret is shame. Shame is one of the most painful emotions one can experience. There's a famous Gemara in Bava Metzia Nunches Amid Beis, Kol Hamalabim Pnei Chaveiro Berabim Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. Translation, anyone who embarrasses another in public, who causes shame, it's as if he killed that person. Take a moment and think about a time in your life when you felt regret for something you did. Can you remember a moment of feeling the feelings of shame? Shame and embarrassment are deeply painful. When someone feels these emotions, they just want to disappear. And maybe that is why the Torah equates embarrassing someone with murdering them. People sometimes wrong us, maybe on purpose and maybe not. David HaMelech teaches us a great lesson in forgiveness. Once someone realizes their mistake, their wrongdoing, don't exacerbate their shame. Don't remind them tomorrow or the next week or next month or even next year or a decade from now about how they wronged you. You can be like David HaMelech and get the great merit, the great zechus of not causing another person, even an extra moment of shame. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fagel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.